Okay, last week we started an inyan. We explained this whole tkufa of Sfiras HaOmer is this man that's very mesugel to working on Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Even the fact that there's an extra perek in Mishnayos, there are really only five prakim in Pirkei Avos. The sixth was actually put there, so you have an extra week to learn a brisa about Midas. And the message is quite clear that Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim, even though we don't farshtay what their problem was, but the way Chazal tell us in Yevamos and Samach Beis, was they weren't machabit each other properly. They showed a lack in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro and appreciating the other mensch. And the Medrash, Koheles Rabbah, and the Yushalmi both say a different taina, which is very similar, that Rabbi Akiva touched up that the problem of his Talmidim was their tzaras ayin b'toira zelezeh, which means, according to the Maral in the Sivas Olam, an ayin ra, a tzaras ayin, is someone who doesn't want the other person to succeed. He says, my first Talmidim had a problem that they were on their own path. Each one was working to be his own Talmud Chacham, and everybody was separate. There was no achtos in the Talmidei Chachamim as one unit, as the Talmidim, the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, but everyone was his independent enterprise. And therefore, when it came to me, I was focusing on what I had in Torah. Him, the kavod that he deserves, that wasn't on my agenda, that wasn't what I was focusing on. And even though we don't feshtei their madrega, but Chazal tell us these things like we explained last week, in order to learn. And we came out, just to chazer, because we really hold this as one long sugya. We came out that chesed, being involved with other people, Rav Yeruchim says, is the tachlis of a mensch. It's the tachlis of a person. He brought the Gemara in Kedushin on Lamed Beis. The Gemara says that Rav Elazar, Rav Yeshua, and Rav Sadek were sitting there, and Rav Gamliel, the Heligur of Gamliel, the Rebbe, was pouring them wine. And the Gemara comes out that we learn out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that a Rebbe, the biggest chus is to be meshamish other people. And Rav Yeruchim and the Maral say that the ikar nekuda of a mensch is to help other people, to be somebody for the Rabbim. And that's a sign of greatness, because if you're shtelling, that means you're above. All the people are getting handouts, by nature they're on the bottom. The one who's giving out, even though it looks like he's a servant to the people, he's the one who's mole, he's filled. And that's why he's able to give to everybody else. And he gave a beautiful mashal. He said that the most important vital organ in the body is the lave, is the heart. Everyone agrees to that. That is the most important part of the body for survival. And what's the lave's whole tachlis, says Rav Yeruchim? Pumping blood to everywhere else. For himself, he's not keeping anything. Even a fingernail, Rav Yeruchim says, the lave is being meshamish. That's the job of the lave. That's the job of the heart. So I want to be mamshich weiter in understanding this is the tachlis of a yid. The tachlis of a yid, to be this, to be a yid who's mechabed another person, who's focused on another person, who's doing chesed for other people, who's other people oriented, who's focusing on people aside from himself, especially in our dar, that we're diseased with self-absorption. Everything today is about me. Amazingly, the Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, his son, in the Hakdama, in the introduction, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, the Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, in the Hakdama, the son writes about his father that he would always give him Musar. What was the Musar that Rav Chaim Volozhiner, here we have something rare, a Musar from Rav Chaim Volozhiner to his son. What did he tell him? Maybe you'd say he told him, you know, to make sure to learn instead of till 3 in the morning, till 4 in the morning. Maybe he told him to fast Mondays and Thursdays. Maybe he told him to learn more Kabbalah. I don't know. What is the Musar of the Heligur of Rav Chaim Volozhiner to his son who was an Adam Gadol? He would give me Musar. He saw I wasn't interested in the pain of other people. This is in the Hakdama. He would always tell me, this is the entire of man. He is not made for himself. The creature called man is not made for himself. The whole tachlis of a person is to help people. Now, obviously, that does not mean you now join a chesed program, and now everyone's going to say, start, Ted, everybody leave the base managers, I'm going to lose my job for such a thing. Chas v'sholem. It's a mentality, Rabbeisai. It's a mentality. A mentality, or am I here as an independent enterprise for myself? And you can see it, the way a person's learning, how a person interacts with people, in thousands of ways. He can never wait. He can never waste a minute, and you'll still see, is he an independent enterprise, or is he a team player? And Rav Chaim Volozhiner says the consciousness of a person, his mentality should always be that he's not here for himself, but he's simply here as somebody who's a public servant, a servant for everyone else. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who is indisputably one of the greatest Gaonim that ever was on planet Earth. It says on his Matseva, this is what he asked to be written on his Matseva, that he's an Eved, maybe you'd say an Eved Hashem, an Eved Le'ovdei Hashem, a servant to the servants of Hashem. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eiger wanted on himself. What? Maybe you haven't seen what Rabbi Akiva Eiger has achieved. A kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it's considered gaiva to even try to touch such a thing. Maybe after weeks and weeks of working in a sugya, what did he want as the definition of what he was? A servant of the people. Because that is the tachlis of an adam. I'm sure it was also part of his modesty that he didn't hold that you could write anything else about him. But it says a lot that this is what he wanted to be known about himself. And this is how Klal Yisrael works. A king. You would think that a king should be somebody who's living it up. That's usually how it is. Not in Klal Yisrael, Rabosai. And it's very appropriate. The Rambam's Lashon is that a king is the lev ha'uma, just like Rabbi Yerucham, right? The lev, the heart of the people. And when you're the heart of the people, we know what it is. You're living for other people, says the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim. Perek Beis, Halacha Vav. It's not easy to be a king. Yechonein umerachim liktanim v'ligdolam v'yatzo begavu g'avsem etovasem. You have to serve the people, small and big. V'yachos al kvod katan shibikat neim. And you have to worry about the honor of the tiniest shmatas, the people who have nothing. You, the king, have to lower yourself to these people. And the Rambam goes weiter here, and he says he has to be nisnayeg, Midaber al kol hakal b'lashon rabim rachas. He has to be pasha with them, soft, and always ba'anavi yisera. The Rambam is saying that this is the job of a king, and he's marach further. The greatness of a melech b'Yisrael is that his greatness comes from the fact that he's serving this wonderful nation, and it's beferish l'daiti in a gemara. The erste king, the first melech that we have, is David HaMelech. What does David HaMelech say about himself? He says he's a chassid. The Gemara in Brachas and Daf Dalet. He says the following: Kol malchei mizrach u'mayriv yoshvin agudis agudis v'kvodam. All the kings go to these like big conventions, and they discuss how big their pools are and their fountains and their whatever they have. They all go there and they discuss politics probably. Vani yadai meluchlachos bidam b'shvir u'shvilya kidei letar isha lebaila. I'm busy paskening nida shailas in order to help women who want to be mutter to their husbands. Then maybe you see the mentality here, not just to pasken halacha, but for shalom bias. He was Isaac in shalom bias. His hands were filthy. He was busy with shailas. This is a king? The answer is David says yes. This is Klal Yisrael's king. Klal Yisrael's king is, what is he doing with himself? He's totally involved in the tzibur. That's melucha, that's kavod. That's real kavod, that's really godless. That's what we're talking about. And I don't think it's by chance. First of all, the Maharal says that the chisaron, we know, the chisaron in the issue over here was kavod, right? Kavod, Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim being mechabed zedzeh, the first 32 days of the Omer, Rabosai, until they finally fixed it up. Lag BaOmer was when the Gemara says it was over. We're getting there, Rabosai. We're going to talk a little bit about this. Lag BaOmer was the tikkun. The Talmidim stopped dying. Lamed Beis, says the Maharal, is gematria kavod. It's the days, the first 32 days of the Omer have to be dealt with kavod. They have to be dealt with fixing the issue of Am I seeing the other person? Am I makshiv him? Do I realize he exists? Am I bringing him up? And I think it's also appropriate that the word lamed beis is lev. Real kavod comes from a person who's shtelling outwards, who's not an internal person, who's a singular enterprise, but he's someone who's working for fingernails. It's the same sugya, the lev, the kavod, it's all the same. And this is what we're trying to be masakin over here. This is the godless of a mensch. The greatness of a yid is somebody who helps other people. And we all experience this. If it sounds foreign, you'll see. The people you most respect are the people that you feel, friends, that actually care about you, that actually are interested in you, that aren't in the middle of the conversation thinking, what am I going to say next? How am I going to outdo you? And we all like roll our eyes about these guys. Like, you say this, you did this for the summer. Oh, well, I did. Everything's about you. Like, everything. You know, your guy says, I had ketchup on my french fries. Oh, ketchup, that reminds me of camp when I say this. What? Everything. Like, ketchup, this, everything. Everything reminds a person about himself. There are people out there who, when you have a conversation with them, they actually are interested in what you did for the summer. Wow. They're actually interested? Yeah, because they're people who are living. They're not living and learning. Rav Chaim Volozhiner is talking about a person who's interested, who realizes that it's important what you're doing. You're part of my team. And until a person realizes that, then we have a problem. Now we're coming to Lag BaOmer, Rabbi Osai, and I was very tempted to speak about Lag BaOmer Ba'arichas here. It could be that we'll be able to hit it there. I'm making a pshara. I'm going to speak a little bit about Lag BaOmer, how it relates to our sugya. How does Lag BaOmer relate to our sugya, Rabbi Osai? The answer is that Lag BaOmer, Rav Yaakov Hillel is Marach in his Sefer on Lag BaOmer, explains that really, aside from the fact that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was nifter on the day of Lag BaOmer, it's mashma in the Arizal that the most significant thing that happened on the day of Lag BaOmer was that the five new Talmidim who became all of Torah Shebaal Peh that we know it got smicha on Lag BaOmer. Obviously not the year that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was nifter. Long before that, Rabbi Akiva, the Rebbe, who originally his Talmidim, it didn't work out because they weren't misukanim in Beidon Adam L'Chaveiro, says the Yerushalmi, on the day he gave him smicha, he says, my first Talmidim were tsaras einayim zelizeh. They were not interested in each other's hatzlacha. You do not make the same mistake. And says Rav Yaakov Hillel, and it's kemat pasha like this, the simcha of Lag BaOmer is the simcha that we finally got our midas together. That we got five Talmidim, Malachi Hashem Sivakos, who were so perfected that they themselves would build the Messiah together. Everything we have, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Nechemiah, Rabbi Huda, it goes on. All of the Tanoim that we know of. And he even says, Lahalacha, the Talmidim of the Ari really say that you should go to Rabbi Akiva's kever, poor Rabbi Akiva, because the Iker Simcha is the Smicha, and if you could go to Rabbi Meir's kever, I heard we're going on Friday, have it in mind. Because this is Rabbi Akiva's Simcha. Rabbi Akiva saw the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, he then saw the destruction of all of his Talmidim, and finally he had Talmidim, Malachi Hashem Savakas, who were people who were Mushlam in their Midas, who were ready to go to bring down Torah to all parts of the world and not live for themselves. The Balei Masorah, the people who give over Torah, cannot live for themselves. They have to be totally muster to the Tzibur. Totally muster. A Rebbe has to be doimel a malach. Why does he have to be like a malach? Because his whole avodah is to give over. And l'maisa we find that in every time of Kabbalah Satira, in every time of Kabbalah Satira, this Lag BaOmer is a form of Kabbalah Satira, Rabosai. I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapiro, he said that when Moshe Rabbeinu saw, in the Gemara in Menachos, he saw Rabbi Akiva, and he said, you have a man like that, and you're giving Torah through me. And Hashem said, shtoik, be quiet. This is what I had in mind. I heard from Rav Moshe, he said, Moshe wasn't wrong. Rabbi Akiva was shaykh to Kabbalah Satira. He was shaykh to Kabbalah Satira. What was the Kabbalah Satira of Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva and his Talmidim. That was his Kabbalah Satira. And where do we have, by Kabbalah Satira, that you need achdus? That you need everyone to be together, thinking about each other? It's Mefurish and Shmais, Yud Tes, Perek Yud Tes. Vayichon Sham Yisrael Keneged Ahar. Klal Yisrael, Ish Echad, Lev Echad. One people together, that brings a Kabbalah Satira. Same thing by the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. And later we find that there was an Eis Ratzon 500 years ago by the Arizal, that there was an Eis Ratzon to bring in Mashiach. And the Shivchei Ari is Marach on this. And there was a Machlokas. And because of the Machlokas, we lost it. We lost that Eis Ratzon. That was also a amount of tremendous Torah that was Yaitzei, which has a lot to do with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. All the Torahs Hasaid 500 years ago, the Arizal was bringing it out. And if Klal Yisrael wouldn't have, if the Talmidim would have gotten together and not had this big Machlokas, then big things could have happened. The Chasam Sofer said, when there was a Machlokas between the Talmidim of Rav Yonis and Eibeshitz, that's how Gedolei Hadar, Rav Yaakov Emden's Talmidim. He said the Chasam Sofer was a Dar Deya. If they wouldn't have been a Machlokas, Mashiach would have had to have come such a generation. But the point is that the Torah comes with Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. It's not something separate. Torah and Gmilas Chasadim and Midas Tovus come together. And that's why Bedafka in this time, we're preparing for it. But I want to get a little bit deeper. Before I was just saying last week and now a little bit that Chesed and Torah, they go together. Last week we said that Torah is a Chesed from Hashem, the Maharal says, because it's only for your interest. And that's why its beginning is Chesed. And Sof is Chesed, like the Gemara in Sota and Daf Yudalit says, that in the beginning Hashem clothed Adam Arishan with skin, and that at the end he did a burial for Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah is Chesed, and we do Chesed. So therefore, you've got to have Torah of Chesed, and I have to do Chesed, because the two are about other people. But let's go deeper. Be'etzem, really, we can't learn without perfecting our Midas, and I would like to show why. Not from like, ooh, holy things that Gmilas Chasadim is so great, it is. And that's what we discussed. But really, you can't even say a good Svara if you don't have good Midas. And I'd like to show B'siyata D'Shmaya why. First of all, the Gemara tells us in Makas Daf Yud that in order to learn, we have one problem. If you want to learn physics, no problem. You take a textbook, take a Red Bull, stay up all night with that sefer, no problem, and you just learn that textbook, you'll do fine on your test, okay? There's a strange thing by Torah. By Torah, the Gemara tells us in Makis that any person, any Talmud Chacham, who's Yoshev and Oisek b'Torah bad b'bad, as the Pasuk says, v'no'alu cherev al tzareit, cherev al abad v'no'alu, whoever thinks they can learn on their own, so then, Rachmanu Litzlan, Talmidei Chacham that are Yoshvim Ba'osim B'Torah Bad B'Bad, so they become foolish, and they're shayach to a cheref, they're shayach to a sword. And it's pashut why. The whole idea of a sword is separation. The Shla HaKadosh says the word cherev, which is sword, and the word chaver and friends are polar opposites. A friend is identify with you, I want to get close with you. The same word, chaver, connect, chibur, attachment, if it's, I want to be an independent enterprise, my chaver, now you're, it's a cherev, I'm slicing, I'm dividing myself between everyone, I'm an independent enterprise. Such a person will never understand Torah. He'll become a fool. That's the way the Torah is. Why? Because the sight of Torah is that it's not something that one seichel could understand on its own. It needs a team. The nature of the limud is such that one brain and one heart is not enough to understand what's in front of you. Fascinating. So the first lesson that we have about Torah is you need to get on with people. I have to deal with chavrusa politics all the time, Rav Ozai. It would be a lot easier if I could say everybody, we'll make this like a library. Okay, at some point we'll scream just to have a kol Torah, but everybody will just sit there with their Gemara. It will be quiet as could be. We'll read it. If you have a problem with the word, you go over to somebody else. No chavrusa problems, Rav Ozai. It's mashman the Gemara that's an impossibility. The Torah is nicknamed with Klal Yisrael. The only way to understand Torah is to have a shaychus with Klal Yisrael. So much so that the Gemara says in Brachas and Daf Vav, the Gemara says that people who are learning, two people who are learning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes them in a special book. And then it says, one person who's learning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him, but he doesn't get in a special book. Very interesting Gemara. What's the difference between being in a book, not being in a book? Says the Marsha in Brachas Daf Vav. You know why he didn't make the book? The two guys who are learning Bechavrusa are getting right pshat in the Gemara. So they get written in a book because you could write what they said. Put it on, put it up the board, no problem. The guy who's learning on his own says the Marsha, he's probably making mistakes in his learning. So he's getting a mitzvah, but he's making mistakes all over the place because it's an impossibility to learn Torah without another daya, another person. I have to agree that you have a brain. I have to agree that you have a heart. I have to agree that you must be right, some of the times, at least. Wow, that's too much for me, Rabbi. All the time, every time he has a good svar, maybe you're on to something. Let's go weiter. Let's go weiter. Right? You don't want to, let's go weiter. You don't want to give him the covet. You know what covet is? Covet is saying, you actually are worth something. I don't want to do that. I want to figure out if I'll get the next one. Let's just smooth up. We'll just smooth by, you know. And then you start to hate the guy. And then you say, Rabbi Stark, the chavrus is so annoying. He is? Let's start. Does he smell bad? No. This, that. He's right. Oh, wow, that's just terrible. Now you make it through. But our midas are shayach. We can't learn Torah without that, Rabbi Isai. And it gets so much deeper. It gets so much deeper. Not only the Torah does not allow you to be a hermit, and it makes you. If you want to play ball, you have to be willing to agree that somebody in the world can give you something. But now we come to the Memches Kinyani HaTorah, the 48 Kinyanim of Torah. There are 48 of these things. It would be nice if there were 49, except especially for those who were at my Shalashudis Drasha when I discussed all the places of 49. And this was the question of Rav Shimi Ben Shlita, and it's a great question. However, we have an answer, B'siyata Dishmaya, and I discussed it with my Rebbeim after Shimi asked the question to make sure that I was doing okay, to be careful. There's a big difference. There are 48 ways to be Kohen HaTorah. 48 ways. Keneged Sfiras Omer. What's the 49th? Anyone in our yeshiva has to know, guys. The Iron Man! The Iron Man is 49. Who is the Iron Man? Everyone agrees in incentives that the guy who does everything is in a different category entirely. It's not just that he happens to do all 48. He's a different guy. The Mila, the 49th, is the Spitz guy. The Vilna Gaon says the Eishes Chayil. The Rebbetzin of Torah, Chayil's Gematria Memches. The one who has all 48. You need these in order to be Kohen Torah. And the question is why? So, we could have said that because all these things have to do with learning. They do? Let me read you some of them. Noise ba'olim chaveira, feeling the pain of your friend, carrying his burden. Don lakaf's chus. You see a guy going to a McDonald's, he's probably getting a Coke. Don lakaf's chus, right? Ohuf, a liked person. Ohuf stuckus, he likes to give stucca, he likes righteousness. What does that have to do with learning? So the answer is that it has to do with learning. It does have to do with learning. And let's think. You'll see betachlis apashtus that if a person doesn't have midas, he will not be able to get to the ABCs of learning. Noise ba'olim chaveira. Let's start with that one. Taking the burden on of a friend. What does it mean to take on someone's burden? You know what it means? It means to be able to notice what's going on by somebody else. Not just to be an independent enterprise. Somebody who does that, somebody who is able to see what's going on by someone else, when he's in chavrusa with his friend, can hear him out. He can actually gain from him. Sometimes you go to a shir, you and your chavrusa are learning, you go to shir, oh, you heard Rabbi Lerner's pshat, oh, it's gavaltic, you heard Rav Dreyer's pshat, gavaltic. I said that to you in chavrusa, you did? No, you didn't. You weren't listening. Why? Because it wasn't what you were saying. He was mechavin to the pshat of the Rebbe. Somebody who's trained in listening to the tzar of somebody else is someone who's in tune with what's going on by someone else, can be mekabel, accept Torah from another source. And Rav Chaim Volozhiner on Noisei Ba'olim Chaveira says something that at first I thought was, whoa, and now I understand it's pasha. Noisei Ba'olim Chaveira, what is Rav Chaim Volozhiner in Ruach Chaim? You can check it up if you don't believe me, because it's astounding. say what the midah of Nosei Ba'ol is, I would quote Moshe Rabbeinu when he carried bricks in Mitzrayim, feeling the pain of Klal Yisrael. Rashi says, Nosen ein of the libay lemeitzar aleim, to feel their pain. You know what he says? He says, when your chavrusa says a pshat, Nosei Ba'ol b'mchaveru is to find him a raya for his pshat. What? That's what Nosei Ba'ol b'mchaveru is? So I always thought, it's cute, he just wants to fit into learning. No, it's the same thing. The same Moshe Rabbeinu, who's willing to see that somebody else is in pain, is able to want that somebody else's pshat should work out in the sugya. His mind is and his heart are so clean that when he hears something from someone else, he says, let's see what we can do for Stark over here. He's saying something, maybe. Ah, the Tosefta over there. Ah, the Gemara Nazir over there. Not bad. He's living with, he's trained to understand things in a totally different way. His Havanah Satar is so much better. And if your Chavrusa was saying good, what a shame if you could have brought a Mariah and you weren't willing to bring a Mariah, everyone loses out. It's all gone. This ability to see somebody else. I heard from a very big mashgiach, who was a very close Talmud of Rav Volba. He was blown away by something that Rav Volba did. He was by Rav Volba for many, many years. What blew him away? This maisa. Somebody who mamish had chavrusas with Rav Volba, and one of the ikker Talmidim of Rav Volba. His son wanted to play soccer with some chevra in the area. Fine, he wasn't too happy about it, but he didn't know what to do, and it was a difficult situation with his son. He went to Rav Volba. And he goes to Rav Volba, and this is Israel, where sports are like, it's a different metzias. It's not like, it's very hard. Here they kill cats for fun. They don't play sports. So sports is like something here. You have to understand the mentality. Fine, they're figuring out as a special kid. You had to understand what he needed. So this mashgiach says to Rav Volba, maybe we should let him play for a half hour. He's all excited about this half hour. And Rav Volba said, a half hour? The game doesn't even start after a half hour. So this Rav said, you don't understand. Rav Volba never played sports in his life. From the time he was young, he was writing poetry. And he was writing, you know, he was involved in intellectual pursuits. He had no shaychus with sports. He was blown away that his Rebbe, who was somebody who was totally mufka from these things, was able to enter the head of somebody else so entirely removed him from the point that he felt he was living in that half hour. Goes, the game didn't even get started yet. Dad's already telling me to go home. How could somebody do that? Somebody like that comes up with Chidushei Torah. Somebody who's able to take himself out of the situation. And not just that, be able, not even with your friend, to see what the Torah has to say, not just me. What does the Torah have to say? The Torah has an opinion. Someone who's able to get out of himself. Something that blew me away. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, I had the schus of being in a private meeting with HaGaon Rav Moshe Shapiro. And he said something of the like that totally blew me away. He said that in that room where we were sitting, Reb Zev Wolfson Zatzal, one of the great, great philanthropists, perhaps in the entire history of Klal Yisrael, there's never been somebody who's given as much tzedakah as this man. And this man was supporter of Rav Moshe's Kolo. He said, in this room, Rav Zev Wolfson Zatzal was sitting here, and I heard from Rav Don Segel, he called him Zecher Tzadok Levracha. He says, you should say Tzadok Levracha on Zev Wolfson. Heard that in Avad. He said that Rav Moshe said that he was sitting in the room, he got a phone call. This goes back to when the market crashed and everything crashed a few years back. Gets a phone call while he's in by Rav Moshe. And he gets off the phone, he tells Rav Moshe, I just lost $2 billion. Okay, not 2 million, in case you didn't hear me. $2 billion. Okay? Now, he gets off the phone and he says, I started with nothing. Hashem nasan, Hashem lakach. And he went onward. He went onward. And Rav Moshe starts counting the millions in $2 billion. He starts doing cheshbonos. He started going through this and he said he should want to jump. And he starts discussing how people during crashes of stock markets jump. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, but he has somebody who could lose $2 billion, right? So I'm like, this is really weird. What's going on? He's going on and on and on about this godless of this man. And then he says the following thing. Hayalo mashu lecho bishvil Shabbat. He goes, I know he had what to eat on Shabbos. He probably had another $2 billion. But he said, do you know what it is to lose $2 billion? Rabosa, I can tell you, there are very few people who understand what it is to be mega wealthy. I'm telling you. the natural reaction of almost everybody is when somebody loses that amount of money, they go, Halavai, these should be my tzaras. So now I only have 1 billion. But we don't understand. I thought about it afterwards. He's right. A person who loses that amount of money, who's in the position of power to get to that point, to be plummeted to a different madrega so fast in an instant and handles it so smoothly, is an Adam Gadol. But I think it's a story about Rav Moshe much more. That Rav Moshe who doesn't have any money, was able to understand the mentality of the mega wealthy. To me, that's a yesod. That's how all of his chidushei Torah come. Because he's able to think outside of himself. He's able to hear something more. Dan lekaf schus, giving the benefit of the doubt. The idea of wanting somebody to succeed. Right? When you're learning, wanting something to succeed. A kasha you have on a rishon. It makes no sense! So Rabbi Akiva Eger, whenever he doesn't understand something, he says, Hashem Yarana, Hashem, please help me. Why? Because he knows the rishon is right, but he doesn't have the ability to figure it out. Someone who's down the kafskos is someone who's trained to give the benefit of the doubt. The Chayvas Halvava says the yisoid of Emunas Chachamim is down the kafskos, is always to realize who's in the right. Someone who's so negative and always pointing fingers in all areas will never make it through a shir without hitting a brick wall, and he'll give up on the thing because he wrote it off. He wrote it off. It's Narishkeit. Each thing, Shmias Ozen, hearing. One of the Kinyani HaTorah is to hear. How many people hear today? Everybody's waiting for their turn. Even though in high school we're like, oh, call me. Now we don't do that, but inside we're like, call me. All we're thinking about is ourselves. We're missing everything. We're hundreds and hundreds of hours in yeshiva. We're just with our ego. We're like on guard. Is he going to insult me or not? Am I going to look good in this chavrusa or am I not going to? The amount of time we're absorbed in ourselves, it makes it impossible to understand the beginning of a Mishnah. The amount of midos problems that invade us, Rachmana Litzlan. And the Ramban writes about Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ramban in Milchamas, says Moshe Rabbeinu, get this, was able to understand 600,000 mahalchim in everything. For each person in Klal Yisrael, he could identify with their understanding of things. That means he understood people so well, and Torah so well, that he could understand them in 600,000 ways. You know what that is? A totally selfless person. Only a person as great as Moshe Rabbeinu could do such a thing. And we're coming to Lag BaOmer. With this, we'll conclude, Rabbosai. Lag BaOmer is the holiday, the Chag of Rabbi Akiva. It's the Tikkun Amidus. The Halig of Rabbi Akiva. What was he known for? Zeh Klal Gadol BaTorah. It's terrible how many songs there were written for this. You know why? No one understands what they're saying. Started with Uncle Baishi, then Yeshiva Boys Choir, Shweki got on the bandwagon, everybody, Zevi Kaufman also, proud, I'm going to be in trouble for this, he listens to this. Except for Zevi Kaufman's. But what are we saying? Do we know what we're singing about? What does it mean that V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha is a klal gadol b'torah? What does it mean? It's a big principle. Do you know what it means? It means it's the sweeping principle. It's everything. Somehow Rabbi Akiva understood, and this is why some say that Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim should have gotten this. Rabbi Akiva said, if you go with Vahafta L'Reicha Kamocha, loving other people like yourself, identifying with others, all doors will open for you in Torah. Everything. And the Halig of Rachel, the Gemara says in Ksubis, Samach Beis, why did she want to marry Rabbi Akiva? He was an Ama Aretz. Because he had good Midas. He was known for his Midas already. Tzniv Amayli. He already had beautiful Midas. And the Gemara in Gittin on Samach Zion says that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said that what's he worth? What is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai worth? He says, you should be Meshamesh me. Why? Midoisai. Shemidaisai trumas me trumas midais of Shel Rabbi Akiva. The midas that I have are the midas of Rabbi Akiva. Rashi says it's the learning of Rabbi Akiva. That's what the midas is. And the Svarim HaKadoshim say that the word mida is gematria memtes. All 49, all the things in the Sefiras Omer Yehiratzon that you don't understand, he was perfected in all of those. That was Rabbi Akiva. The Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was a Talmud who was a mashahu, a truma of a truma, a tamsis of a tamsis, of his Rebbe Akiva. And how? All from this nakuda. And it's kedai to be somech on Reb Shimon b'shas adchak. The halacha is that when you're in trouble, in halacha we rely on Reb Shimon. But the svarim say that when you're in a bind, who's going to bail you out? Reb Shimon. It's kedai to rely on Reb Shimon because Reb Shimon cares about us. And this is the message. The greatness in Klal Yisrael are those who are the Roei Tzon, those who understand the greatness of being part of this Umma HaKdosha, of speaking to people you never spoke to. We're going on a Shabbos together, maybe switch seats, start getting into new conversations with people, to be interested with we're just interested that when we sit down, we don't have to work. So we find our place where we feel comfortable and we just sit there. No, it should be interesting. What, there's so many people in the yeshiva to get to know. A person starts just by Pashut being interested in other people, to realize there's a whole world out there. We should all be Zocha to be Makabel, the Torah with the Memches Kinyanim, and go to the Heiliger Reb Shimon and be Soimech on the Rebbeinu Shalom and his Shliach, B'Shas Hatchach. Hey.